Take your Bibles, if you will, turn to the book Psalms 116, Psalm 116. But anyways, let's not overlook Thanksgiving Day. That's the title of our lesson tonight. Let's not overlook Thanksgiving Day. Introduction. Thanksgiving Day in America is a holiday, national observance. And the fact of the matter, all, no matter who, can give thanks. And I believe this, we ought to give thanks just because we live in the United States of America.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm glad for that. But of all the days of the year, it is welcomed with a large degree of participation. Now, I realize that there have been some restrictions that have been put on the size of family groups that can do it. Someone has said that they are going to have a protest at their house. And protests seem to be any number you want. But families gather together. Now, some may be gathering through a Zoom this year or other forms of the media. But we hope that your family, as they meet, it can be a good, safe time. As a people, we stop our busy lives to remember and give thanks. Now, I haven't heard if any of the stores are going to be open on Thanksgiving Day. I know in the last few years there have been many, but I do believe it's good for us to pause and thank God for the blessings that we have. But Psalm 116, we'll begin reading at verse 12. Down through verse 17, Psalm 116 and verse 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for the opportunity of looking into the Word of God. And as we read a few verses, Lord, we end with the thought again of thanksgiving. And Lord, may we be mindful of all that you do and provide. May we be thankful, Lord, for the salvation that is available through Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Number one, recognition of God. Recognition of God. Our Lord is the supreme object of our thanks. And we need to thank Him. Not just on Thanksgiving Day. Not just on Sunday mornings or Sunday nights. But throughout the year, we should remember to thank Him for all that He gives day by day. Mays Jackson writes, "No life is wealthy if God is left out. No life is wealthy if God is not part of it. We need to have our Lord and Savior as an intimate part of our lives." Again, he writes, "We are not impoverished if life is God-centered and controlled," unquote. You know, I have been, and maybe you've been, to a third world country, and we see how poor they may be. I remember going through one of the cities there in Honduras, and I remember the Mercedes-Benz that was right in front of our Toyota vehicle. But he couldn't get by the ox-drawn cart that was right in front of him. And it was kind of funny, because here he is in this beautiful car, and he can't go any faster than the ox-drawn cart that was right in front. But the Pilgrim Fathers, on settling on the New England shore, knew that they had been providentially brought across the ocean by God's guiding hand. Now, Dr. Fleming told us on Sunday that the Mayflower wasn't any bigger than what?
A bus.
Than a bus. Now, I don't know if that was a stretch bus, Diana, if it was one of the smaller buses. But I'm going to think it's one of the bigger buses. But can you imagine day after day being on that vessel? Man, if a storm came, you didn't have any place to hide. It was small. And God provided so that they could come across the ocean. But they set aside some time for to think and thanksgiving. And let's again look at verse 17. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. How important as we think on what is happening in our lives that we can be thankful to our Lord. This was no pagan holiday, as it honored the Lord of the universe. You know, I sometimes ponder those who want to believe in the religion of humanism. As they ponder evolution. And I think to myself, if you think about the hummingbird, how did that evolve? With all the abilities that it has. And you know what's interesting? As I read the article the other day about the hummingbird, the fossils of hummingbirds are just like today's hummingbirds. There is no change. They were hummingbirds then, and they say they're millions of years old. So they haven't evolved at all. They're exactly the same. But I'm glad that we can honor the Lord of the universe. We should thank our Lord for a loving God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You ever ponder the fact that we have a loving God? Now, it does tell us that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God, which tells us that God can be angry, but I think the majority of the time he is a loving God. We can thank the Lord for the Word of God. For the Word of God. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Amen. We find that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16-8. Some have said that the Bible is a love book. It talks about God and his love for Israel and for mankind. Number three, we ought to thank God for the church. Because most of us heard the word of God at the church and it began to convict our souls. I've been reading with interest the stories of missionaries around the world, and they've all been affected, as we, by churches being shut down. Some have been shut down for months. But what's interesting is souls are still being saved around the world. Souls are still being able to come to the Word of God because churches are online. But husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the water by the Word, or with the water by the Word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 5, 25 through 27. He gave himself for it, and we should thank God for the church. The church is important to Jesus Christ. Amen. And it should be important to us. If it was important enough for God to send his Son who died for the church, it should be important to us. How about this one? The opportunity to faithfully support the church. We should thank God for that opportunity. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9, 7. We should thank God for that opportunity. Now, I got Donna something for Christmas today. Isn't that nice? I have begun. Well, really, I had gotten or something before. This is now second thing I've got for you. Yeah. One of them's here. It's in the building. Yeah. It's a big building. Yes. But you know, to give somebody, isn't it nice to be able to do that? I think it's nice. The opportunity to give somebody something. How about this? The opportunity to give so that others may hear and know the gospel message. God allows us to be part of the plan so that we can say we helped send somebody so that they could have the message there, so that they could hear the gospel message. And how about this? We should thank God for our health. That is saying something in the midst of our current circumstances. Aren't you glad you're healthy?
Amen.
Still?
Yes.
I'm glad. Number two, reception of blessings. The reception. Blessings cannot be numbered. Verse 12 says, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits?" All his benefits. The number one benefit is God loved us and sent his son to die for us. And what a blessing that is. Because I'll be honest with you, so many religions have us trying to earn our way into God's good graces. That's not going to happen. Because we are all sinners. And all of us have come short of the glory of God. And so we should be thankful for the benefit of coming to know Christ as Savior. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us." His abundant mercy. He isn't one that scripts. He gives abundantly. Now, my wife was making some zucchini bread. Is it done? Did you put lots of chocolate in it? Because you don't want to scrimp on the chocolate, right? You want the chocolate. If it's going to be there, you know, might as well have some. And I don't like it when people scrimp on the chocolate. Well, God doesn't scrimp. He gave his very best. His very best. Take your Bibles, if you would, turn to Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3. We'll read verses 4 through 6. Titus chapter 3, beginning verse 4. "But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us," what?
Abundantly.
Through Jesus Christ our Savior. He shed on us abundantly. What a glorious thought. Isaiah chapter 55. I know you're writing things down and turning in your Bible at the same time. You're gifted people. I know you're able to take care of both things. But Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 7. It says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Let me ask you something. Aren't you glad that all your sins can be forgiven? All your sins. Those sins that you committed before you accepted Christ as your Savior. And those sins that you have committed since you accepted Christ as your Savior. He has forgiven them all. What an awesome thought. Amen. What an awesome thought. Psalm 68:19. "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." Who daily loadeth us with benefits. Donna needed something at the grocery store, and so I went over to the grocery store. And as I was going down the aisle with the toilet paper and the paper towels, I saw that there was a package of brawny paper towels. I was able to get it. I have no claw marks on me by others trying to get it. But you know, the fact is, aren't we glad that we can go to the grocery store and we can find food? Aren't you glad that we live in a country where food is available? Well, let me ask you a question. What if we were in a third world country and food was, well, it wasn't near as available? Would that mean that God doesn't love them as much as he loves us?
No.
No, God loves them just as much. See, there's nothing you can do to make God love you more. Nothing you can do. And there's nothing you can do to make him love you less. God loves. He loves us. But his desire is that we come to know him as Savior. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Consider our national blessings. No nation on earth can offer what we have here. Oh, some can come close. Even our poor people have more than people in the third world countries. Consider our church blessings. We have freedom of religion. We have the right to have a Bible. We can offer prayers to our God. That's a blessing. Consider our individual blessings. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. We are blessed beyond measure. And number three, rendering thanks. Rendering thanks. How do we do this? Well, notice the question is asked in verse 12. Oh, we got to go back to Psalm and the 116th Psalm. The psalmist writes, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits?" Render means what will I give or what will I perform to show that I am thankful. Would you say that we have many people in our society that simply have their hands out wanting more?
Yes.
That they think the government should take care of them or others should take care of them. And it is the Lord who has loaded us with benefits. But to render or give or to show that we're thankful. Have you ever called someone on the telephone? And you need some information, and once you got through all the prompts that you have to go through, and you finally get to talk to somebody, hopefully at the end of the conversation, you say what?
Thank you.
Hopefully, you are thankful for their help. Maybe you're at the store, and you're asking for advice, and you say, thank you. We need to be thankful. There should be gratitude in our hearts. But verse 13 says, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Now, I still say this. I don't know who people thank if they are not a born-again believer. And they sing the songs of praise, but do they really mean anything to them if they don't know Christ as their Savior? But I will take the cup of salvation. And verse 14 says, I will pay my vows. Notice, it says, unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Openly, I will thank the Lord. Which means that when you're at the restaurant, you don't mind bowing your head and praying. Because you are thanking God even in the presence of all that are there. And I do hope that on Thanksgiving Day that you will make sure that you pray for whatever the meal may be. And, you know, if you're out with a family where they're not born-again believers, it doesn't hurt you to say, may I pray for you? May I pray for this meal? You ever gone to a Japanese restaurant where there's six or seven of you around the grill? And they're preparing it for a group. Do you ask the group if you can pray? You say, well, that's embarrassing. Well, sometimes you just have to speak up, don't you? And say, can I pray? You know, I've never had them say no. I've never had anybody say, well, you can pray over there, but don't include us. You know, the fact is, you need to let people know that you love your Lord, that you care. And we find now in verse 17, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I am glad that he wants to hear from us. I am glad that we can call upon him 24/7, 365 days a year. Did we have 366 this year? We did, didn't we? It's an election year. We always have it. It's a leap. Yes. So we can call on him 366 days in 2020. We can call upon him. And we can thank him for all that he has. But what is the best way to show your thanks to your Lord? What is the best way? How about a dedicated life? What do you think? A dedicated life. Now, let me give you an example. My wife and I, as you know, have been married for 47 years and a number of months. What if I was only loyal to Donna on Sundays? But the other 6 days of the week, I was with, well, there's nobody named Sue here, is there? With Sue and Janet and whatever. What do you think? Gonna cut my throat? No, how do I show dedication to Donna? By being faithful to her, right? Absolutely. How do we show dedication to our Lord? By being faithful to him. There is no better way to show your dedication to the Lord than by a faithful, dedicated walk